So why did you want to make a Chinese-Australian film?
We'd made a film before called Base, which was an Australian-Chinese co-production, and that was very successful in China, went to number one. And so there was a lot of interest in making another one. And one of the producers, Gary Hamilton, wanted to make a spider movie, so I came up with this idea that, well, I read about the fact that Chinese came to Australia before the Dutch and the English, and, you know, they were collecting stuff, and they actually intermingled with the indigenous, you know, the Aboriginals up in the Northern Territory, the cave paintings showing that the Chinese had come, you know, into this giant, you know, boats with red sails, and something I never read about in school. My theory is the Chinese actually discovered Australia. But so I figured that if they were taking stuff back to China, within some of the boxes, they could take back some funnel-web spiders, which is the world's most poisonous spider. And I also read about the emperor at that time, 200 BC, had an underground palace. So it was a replica of his above-ground palace that he would live in the afterlife. So I thought, oh, if you could combine the two things, put the spiders into that, and then get some intrepid explorers who, you know, end up in there as well, then it's a claustrophobic situation and good for this action-adventure movie.
I did notice that there are a couple of things that aren't exactly common knowledge, for example, some of the facts about the funnel web spiders. So what kind of research went into this movie?
Yeah, so we had to, obviously research the spiders to work out how they attack. You know, they live in a little funnel or a little burrow, and then they have their web stretched out, you know, like a tripwire. And if you hit the wire, then, you know, that sends a signal to them, and they come out of their burrow and they attack you, or attack whatever they're after, and or whatever sets off the tripwire. So, yeah, we had to, you know, do a lot of research into that and how they operate, how they look for the CG, and so on and so forth. As with all these films, you have to research. You have to research what you're making the film about.
Okay, so what is it like having to make a film which was backed by both Screen Australia and their Chinese counterpart?
Yeah, well, it's good, interesting making a co-production because, you know, you're dealing with the two worlds. In this case, it's China and Australia. So we had to have a lot of meetings with the Chinese because our story, you know, one of the themes of our story is family, which the Chinese partners wanted to make sure it was in the script. In our case, it's a sister looking for a brother, and he's lost in the tunnels, and they insisted on that. They also wanted to have an environmental theme, you know, the fact that the coal was creating, you know, problems and pollution, which I thought was interesting. The Chinese wanted that, so yeah, I mean, working between the two, I've worked with Screen Australia before on other films, they're always very supportive. Australian government has always been very supportive in my career right through from the start when I was doing experimental films.
So speaking of Screen Australia, so Guardians of the Tomb is one of a very few Australian-produced action blockbusters to have been released recently. What do you think is the future of the Australian action blockbuster?
I love making action films, and, you know, I'm interested in genre, sci-fi and, you know, horror or action adventure. These types of films, that's why I tend to work on. They're fun to make, and, you know, you can raise the finance for them, which is always difficult on most films, including these, but it's, you know, there's more interest in these films because there's an audience out there. But I think, I encourage filmmakers to make these films if they're interested in, you know, getting your films out and finding an audience. They're fun to make.
Okay, and so one final question. You had a couple of actors in this film who are known best for the comedic roles, specifically Shane Jacobson and Kelsey Grammer. Could we expect any moments of levity in the film from them?
Yeah, Shane is basically he's a very funny guy, and he's the comedic, you know, commentary through the film. He's always commenting on he's basically sort of sending it all up a bit, you know, when they get to the across the bridge, and, you know, there's the molten lava down. He makes a comment. Oh, okay. Well, of course, I didn't dial up the volcanic. I didn't dial up the lava at this point, so on and so forth. He's always commenting on the genre, actually. So, yeah, he's like, well, if Kelsey, being a comedian, actually plays a serious part in the film, so he's not so much the comedy Kelsey was amazing to work with. He's like basically the rock of the movie. He was, and everyone was, well, Shane in particular, being a, you know, comedian, you know, we all grew up watching Cheers, and Kelsey was one of his idols growing up, so it's great for them to be working together. But you don't get many laughs from Kelsey in this film. You sure do from Shane.